This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day. There's two things that we're told by the world that we should never talk about. I think we should consider them. One is religion, and the other one is politics. As a believer, I surely know that we need to talk about religion. We need to talk about salvation. We need to share our faith. But as far as politics go, I guess that leaves us with a couple of questions. Should a Christian involve themselves in politics? And more importantly, does God still care or insert himself into the things of man, into the things of this world? If we look at the Old Testament, we have Daniel, a prime minister of Babylon, raised up by God. Joseph, second in command in Egypt, raised up by God. David, a king, ruling over his kingdom. All of these things are important. But as believers, we have a dual citizenship. We not only have our primary citizenship, we are not of this world, we're citizens of heaven, but we're living in this earth, and we have an earthly citizenship, which is the United States, if we're lucky enough to be born in such a wonderful and great country. It was founded on, I believe, Christian principles. And so I don't have a problem myself with wanting to have the place that I live in physically to be a place of peace, of goodness, of love, of joy, all of those things, of rule of law and order, for the sake of our children. And so that requires that we pay attention to current events and what's going on in our government and have an understanding of how it runs, that we have a concern for the founding documents that outlined our inalienable rights. All of these things, to me, point to the fact that, number one, in our heavenly citizenship, we should absolutely be involved in spreading the gospel, sharing our faith, letting our light shine, being the salt and light to the earth. But on our earthly citizenship, it sure would be great if we had a good place to do that, where our freedoms were upheld, where we could freely have open discussions, where we could share our faith and not be persecuted. And all of these things are important in spreading the gospel. So my question in the beginning was, should we talk about religion and should we talk about politics? Yes, we should talk about both. Should we have a concern about those things and insert ourselves in them? If God calls you to run for office, fantastic, do it. But in our everyday lives, we should absolutely not put our head in the sand and pretend like nothing's going on in this world and that everything is great or we're hiding from it. I think it's important that we understand that Jesus will be coming back. But until that day, we're to occupy. And I believe it's multifaceted, not only spreading the gospel, but bringing righteousness. The Bible even says we're to expose the evil deeds of darkness. And there's a lot of that in our government for sure. I'm not talking about Christian nationalism. That's a subject for another discussion. But what I am talking about is I am MAGA all the way. Make America godly again. And that would be my heart until Jesus returns. This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day.